Blog Talk Radio.
That was like a long pause, wasn't it, Victoria?
Sure
to get the music. I was like sitting there going, TikTok. Anyway, I was like wondering, okay, we should put some music on here. So I got to think about that one. How are you, by the way? And thanks for doing the show with me tonight. I know you're doing your own show. And I'm going to give the first plug about it tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 8 p.m. And she's going to talk to us about that a little bit, what she's going to do it tonight right before we, when we finish the show. So I'm excited to be here with you. I know that you've had quite a journey, and this is the next chapter in your journey, and you're doing your own show now on Angel Coaches, and you're a new Angel Coach. So I know you're an expert in animal communication. I know you're an expert at, you know, healing your body, finding the why things are the way they are. I know you're an expert at soul's purpose, life purpose. And so that's what we're going to talk about tonight, in prosperity. So people want to be prosperous, but I think we get prosperity money and or, you know, the prosperity starts in you first, right? And
yes.
So what's your take on soul's purpose? And I'll you explain soul's purpose, and I'll take life purpose, okay, for a minute, and then we'll just kind of go back and forth a little bit, because Victoria is like me. We both channel our information, so it's like, okay, anytime angels, God, step in and just tell us what to say. So it's all good. So go ahead, tell us what soul's purpose, because I know that's a big thing with you, and
yes.
It's an incredible piece of your life. What's going on with your life? So share. Tell
absolutely.
Us.
Well, I have a firm belief that everybody has a soul purpose, everyone. It's up to us to figure it out, and that's what our challenge is as a person on this planet. So the soul's purpose is really something that has your soul had planned out prior to you being born, and it's a plan on learning something in particular. So it's either a karmic, you know, making amends of emotions or actions from a previous lifetime, or it's something that you just need to learn to get you to another level as a soul. So, you know, the biggest challenge as a person, you know, living this life is to try to figure out what it is, because when you do find out what your soul's purpose is, life is by far more enjoyable because you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. So it's more fulfilling to you. And I just find that when people do find it, it just like life seems to make a lot more sense. You know, a lot of the things that you enjoy to do, you know, or things that you're drawn to do, you know, you're like, oh, so this is why I'm drawn to do these things, because it's where I'm supposed to be. You know, we generally like to discount it because we're thinking, well, it's not what society thinks I should be doing. You know, I should be a businessman. I should be, you know, a CEO, or I should go and do this. But what's your soul purpose? Is that really what it is? Or is that what society is trying to dictate that you should be? Because we think success is monetary and, you know, high up in the food chain. But in reality, success could be anything. It could be successful as in like a wonderful life with a great family and doing what you love. And that might be more fulfilling than being up in the window seat making tons of money, but yet miserable.
Well, there you go. I don't know. I'd like to give the tons of money a shot, huh?
Well, yeah, but if you're doing something you love, it might even come too without even making an effort. You know, you got to think of it that way.
I agree with
you.
You
got to live poverty.
No, I agree with you on that too as well. So it's like if you do it, my dad always taught me that. He said, oh, you do what you love, love what you do, and money will chase you. I'm like, hey, okay, cool. And he's right. When I in the past have lived in survival mode, I think we all have. Chasing money doesn't work. So chasing your passion always does. So finding your soul's purpose, you're saying, is something that you came here on the planet to discover. And your soul's purpose usually has a lot of why are you here? What karmic stuff are you here to straighten out? Why did you choose to, for me, I had sugar issues. For you, you had your other issues. Why did we choose this to learn? And you know, you found your passion by finding your soul's purpose, which was horses,
and
your
them
life
as a healing modality.
Cool. Okay. Well, let's go life purpose, soul's purpose. I'll break that down the way I understand it. Life purpose, your soul's purpose is to find out why you're here. For me, it was learn self-esteem. For me, it was also to learn to face things and to deal with things head on. That's something, and to look at things. And so I chose that's my soul's purpose. My life purpose is to be a spiritual and life coach. That's how I choose to do my soul's purpose, which is to be a light worker. And some of the questions I ask myself is, why am I here? My self-esteem, because to build your self-esteem and to conquer feeling bad about yourself or self-love means you're going to be a better spiritual life coach, because how can you tell someone to love themselves and to do what they're here to do without doing it yourself? So
exactly.
Life purpose, you know, so maybe you're a teacher and a healer. Like a friend of mine, he's a doctor. He's a teacher and a healer, but that's his soul's purpose. And learning the lessons, you know, self-love himself. And then his life purpose is to be a doctor to care, fulfill his soul's purpose. That's something to give you guys an idea about. I have a friend of mine who's a dancer, and her life purpose is to dance. And her soul's purpose is to move and to show others how to move and to take care of her physical, spiritual, and mental body by combining them all in the embodiment of dance. Okay. So that's what she's here to do. So life purpose is the stage you do it with. Soul's purpose is why you're here. But go ahead.
Exactly. So, like, another example is, like, I have a friend who's in business. He's a manager of a contract. And so he was struggling, and so I was talking to him about things, and he loves to run. And I'm like, well, if you're loving to run, I was like, why are you working here? I was like, why don't you coach kids? You know, and he's looking at me. He's like, you know, you might have something. And I'm like, maybe you're meant to help people achieve that goal of being able to run and get to that runner's high. Do you know what I mean? And that gives you more fulfillment than working where you are. Because he enjoyed running so much that he's just like, that's what he does. When he wants to go release from the life, you know, he goes out and runs. And that's where he connects with his soul. And I was like, that's where you're supposed to be. It's not supposed to be here. And he's just like, you know, you might have something there. And I was like, yeah, most likely, because it's where your passion lies. It's where your soul's purpose is.
There you go. So that's something there. And discovering your soul's purpose is a lifetime process, I really believe, or sometimes it's a couple of lifetime processes. It's been pretty recent that I discovered myself, okay, because self-love was a part of it, self-worth. But I had some of the same situations pop up two or three times in my life, okay? I go, what is it that I'm missing here? And so then when I was like, you know what? I don't like looking at things. I don't like dealing with things. I don't like facing things. And when I learned that I could look at them and not put a mask on it, then that was another part of my soul's purpose. And a part of my body really healed. And so just to give you guys an idea. But I think a soul's purpose is a lifelong process, because we're always learning new things about ourselves. And we're balancing out karma in our soul's purpose. You know, what does that mean? So why don't you talk about karma? Because that's a good one. So, you know, and I'll pitch in with you about that too as well. So
karma. All right. Oh, I love karma.
Don't you? It's a bitch, isn't it?
Yes. You know, sometimes the people that we run into, you know, and you wonder why you're constantly having, like, confrontation with certain people. And it's really generally a karmic exchange where one has to learn something in order to conquer the karma that's there. So I know, let's see, a particular family member of mine has, I think our relationship is more of a karmic relationship, because we've been at odds since I was born. And it's likely because she needs to learn a particular lesson of not being judgmental against people. And I just happen to be the person to be facilitating that learning lesson by being the quote-unquote guinea pig of her anger and her negativity. Do you know what I mean? And I,
sure.
Knowing that...
That sounds like a fun project. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. It's delightful. Because if I hadn't understood about karmic relationships and karma and realized about soul's purposes and why things happen, I would have just thought, wow, I have a sister who hates me. And that's it. And I would, of course, the first thing I would do is think about how much of a horrible person I must be. Do you know what I mean? And of course, blame myself. But in reality, if I know it's her lesson and it's not mine, so therefore I know I'm a great, and she just needs to see that at some point when she's learned her her life lesson that she needs to in this lifetime. You know, and that's a karmic relationship where karma, you know, comes around, and if she doesn't learn it, then she's going to be coming back doing the same thing.
Cool. Let me ask you a question. You said something interesting. So it's her lesson to learn. What's yours? Because everybody, when we're we're teaching and learning at the same time. You're teaching her, she's teaching you. What is she teaching you?
Well, she's teaching me not to think that I'm a bad person, because I'm worthy. I have self-worth, you know? So while she's negative against me, my lesson is to realize that, you know, it isn't my lesson, and so therefore I need to continue to raise myself up as a you know, a normal self-esteem, you know? Because normally people wouldn't. And so my purpose is to realize that I do have self-worth. I am a great person. I do great things. I'm very loving and caring. It's just that she doesn't see it. That's all. You know, and normally I would have just sat there and gotten depressed over the whole deal. And I probably did for a while, too, when we had a really bad falling out. But realizing that it's not me, I'm like, oh, this is great. So I'm like, it's okay. You do what you got to do. I'll do what I got to do, and hopefully you'll learn this time. Or otherwise, we'll probably be in another lifetime rehashing this out again.
That's funny. There you go. But you'll be big and fat this time. There, I'm just kidding.
I'll be like, no, you're not going to hurt me.
Oh, that's funny. No, I get you. But you know what? One of the things that you guys, and I know this to be true, when you learn these lessons, and when you're learning them, most of the time we learn self-love by contrast, or we learn how to appreciate money by not having money, or we learn how to appreciate a man by not having a man or a woman, and because we learn by contrast. So if we walk in with getting everything, like the great guy, the great girl, you know, being
great
affluent
job.
And great job right off the bat, then we don't really learn. But when you know how we know what up is because we now have down. We know what right is because we have left. So, you know, in conversations with God, he, Neil Donald Walsh, said, God knows God as God, the great, the supreme I am, which lives in all of us by creating us, which, you know, we are not, you know, we're thoughts of the duality that we're not good enough, like you're saying, and that, but we really are. So once we realize that, we don't need to have the contrast anymore. But, so that's
and
something
it's a battle
that's always
between, it's
good
like
and
battle
evil.
Between the ego and the high self. That's, you know, that's also the battle.
Yeah, sure.
And that's where we just, you know, the ego takes over. And what the ego loves to do is make you feel like crap. So they're like, you're worthless. This is happening because I did something wrong. And in reality, it's not. And then you just correct it.
Yeah, you got to go through it and deal with it. But you're right. And remember this, the ego never battles with creation or God. But and the ego does, but God never battles the ego. Right? And that's something that we, you know, so if you're sitting there, he loves me, he doesn't, or I'm not good enough. That's not God. That's not that party that's connected to God. That's you, your ego saying, hey, you're not good enough, right? And you know you're not good enough, and so you sit there and have that big argument. But remember, the ego is an idea where God is forever, the spirit or the angels, however you want to say it is. So that's something that has always given me great comfort. Sometimes I believe it, and other times I'm like, welcome back to boot camp. I got to learn it again, you know, but hey, it's all good. I'll tell you something too. When you get these things, like one of the things that I do is I go, okay, show me, and this has helped me too, take my whole process to a whole new level. And some of my clients are doing the same thing. You're doing it. I know you have, but are doing it consistently. I always ask, okay, show me how I can heal this feeling. And I recognize this feeling, again, in a set of circumstances that I'm having. For instance, I think people relate to love most of all. When you meet a guy or a girl, and you and I are single, so you're meeting the guy, and he doesn't do what you like him to do. He doesn't call you, or he doesn't pay you enough attention, or whatever. Then you start feeling bad about, I'm not good enough. He doesn't like me. Is he ever going to call me? Sound familiar? I know that feeling, you know. So what I'm saying to you, that's the ego right there. That really is. So I look at that feeling. I go, this feeling has been with me for a really long time. And I go, I can trace it back I'd like to heal that feeling so I don't have to deal with it anymore. And once I heal something like that, And one day I wake up and it's not there, or because I may, you know, or it's quickly God and the angels, however, higher part of me heals it. Then when I wake up, I'm not dealing with that anymore. So then I can look mm-hmm. at that situation, that guy or guys, you know, because, you know, if you're not, if you're married, you know, maybe you've got your own issues. But if you're dating, you know what I'm saying, you're not looking at, I'm not good enough, why isn't he call me, did he lie to me, is this all a bunch of BS, I know this sounds familiar to women and men, mm-hmm. or is she not calling me, is this all a bunch of BS, but when you look at that feeling, not about him not calling you, and you say, I heal this feeling because I think I'm less than, like you were talking about with your sister, then things move forward, you know, quicker, and you heal that. So I always ask, okay, let me look at this feeling, not pretty. And it's really helped me to heal, you know, but in healing, it brings a lot of prosperity to me, because when I can let go of how God needs to show up for me, that's funny.
Yeah.
And, or how I need to show up for a guy, then I can move forward quicker. Makes sense. Are you the same way?
Yep.
Do you find that to be the truth too?
And absolutely.
How do you feel about that? I mean,
I
with old
really
feelings, you know, healing them. And saying, hey, I'm done here.
Take away,
I want to move on.
Yeah,
I want something new. I want something better. You have to heal that old feeling first, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. All the negativity, like anything negative, I try really hard. Once I think it, I just try to erase it. And I find that it's not worth it.
Probably
Hello?
Okay, guys, if I lost Victoria, I will find her again. But I'm getting her back, how do you feel about that? That old feeling coming back, right? You got that old feeling and you want to change it and you don't know how to change it. And you're experiencing that guy situation again, or that job situation again, and
can
it's like, and it, oh yeah, can't hear me. Okay,
yay!
You're there. Yay!
Yeah,
I'm not sure what happened.
I don't know either.
But so what do you feel about old feelings like that? So, you know, because you have it in jobs, you have it in with friends, you have it with men, you have it with everything. So that's part of your soul agreement, is to heal that and move on, because
right.
when you heal that, you can get closer to God or find God inside
exactly.
yourself. Maybe.
And once you recognize the negativity of the situation, the feeling, the emotion, and you understand that it's negative for a reason. It's not there just to torture you. That's the thing that, you know, a lot of people think, that negativity is there just to make you feel crappy and torture you. But it's really not. It's there for just a lesson. So if you think about it, you're like, well, why is this happening? You're like, why do I feel like this? And then you think about it, you're like, well, he didn't call me, so it makes me feel worthless. Well, why do I feel worthless? Well, because I've had other relationships where guys have done that and it's turned out really bad. You know, so you're
right.
like, okay, well, you know what? I'm not worthless, so therefore I don't agree with that feeling, so just discount it. And realize that maybe he's not calling you because it's supposed to happen at the right time. And just have faith that if it's meant for you, that it's going to come and he's going to call you. And so you put out the good vibes, versus sending out the negativity where you're like, I'm worthless. And you know what? He's going to end up looking at you and see you as less than, because you're sending out to the universe all that negativity.
I agree with you on that too as well. And that could be your soul's purpose, is to heal your self-love. So I agree with what you're saying. The other thing I want to really be clear too as well, is healing that negativity, is that you realize that you ask the question, why is that feeling there? And that feeling has been mm-hmm. there a long time. And once you heal it, you don't have to deal with it again.
Exactly.
And then you allow yourself to have prosperity in your heart area. And that's really what it's about. It's about love, right? Because people
mm-hmm.
say God's all about love, you know. I'll share this with you. I have a friend of mine who started out, he started out in a lot of debt. And this was years ago, back in 2008 or 9. And he started working on his life and anger about his dad leaving, and he figured out what his soul's purpose is. He goes, I'm not supposed to be this, I'm supposed to be this. You know, found a better way of living, you know, and his life purpose was not to be a musician. He said that's going to be next lifetime. His life purpose is to take care of people and mentally challenge people. And, you know, and so that's what he does. And long story short, he just sold his business for $1.2 million, right? Because he got really clear on why he was here and his life purpose, his soul's purpose. His life purpose is to help take care of these mentally challenged adults. His soul's purpose is to be a caretaker, a light worker, and use these mentally challenged adults as, you know, to take care of as a light worker, as a spiritual being. And, you know, like the teacher and healer that he is, in the way that he does it with this. So, and as I said, he just sold his business for $1.2 million. How cool is that? Started out $50,000 or $60,000 in debt. But by finding his soul life purpose, by healing the anger that he had about, you know, his dad dying, you know, being left and all that, he was able to move forward in his life, you know what I mean, and create a great deal of prosperity with a woman and, you know, with a new career, you know, doing something different but very similar. But he knows what stage he needs to use, and he knows that he's a teacher and a healer. You know what I mean? So that's key right there.
And I think what another key point, too, you know, to piggyback on that, is that when you find your soul's purpose, because I know some people are like, well, you know, I want to be in the circus, you know, and they're thinking one day, like, I want to do this. And, okay, so if your soul's purpose is to be in the circus, let's say, hypothetically, to get to that level, to get to that point where you're on the right path will become easy for you. It's not going to be a hard struggle to do the things that are supposed to be in your life's purpose and your life's plan. Do you know what I mean? So, for instance, a good example, I'm working with horses. My purpose is to work with horses because it builds self-esteem. It heals me. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes around with it. And I honestly thought when I first started and you told me your life's purpose are the horses, that's what it is. I'm like, no way. I was like, I can never afford to do that. What I did is I was like, you know what? Let's try it. You know? So I signed up for lessons. And do you know what? The money's always been there. Somehow the money's always there. And I'm always able to do what I'm supposed to do with the life purpose. And that's where I'm just like, you know what? This is right. This is where it's supposed to be. You know, so it becomes easy, like the contacts or the networking or just the little baby steps to get where you need to be on your life purpose will be easier when it's on the right path. You know, so if you're choosing something that's not necessarily the right path, it's going to be difficult. There's going to be roadblocks. And you're like, why am I getting resistance? And it might just be the wrong path.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you're right about that, because I think it's called being in the flow. You know what I mean? And when you're in the flow, then things just fall into place. Man, I'll never forget. It's so true. Because when, you know, then things just, and that's when prosperity happens. I remember I tried to do something in business, and I did it really successful for a while, and then it was time for me to make a move. And there's a great book out called Who Moved My Sheep, right? It's like, okay, Tari, you got to find something else to do, and you're supposed to do spiritual work full time. So I closed my business, and by a series of circumstances did. And when I got involved in metaphysics and spirituality and doing workshops and doing coaching and all that, then life has just really opened up. I'll never forget hearing a message from my angels that go, Tari, you will never be struggling again financially. Have I struggled? No, not really at all. I mean, I've always had, you know, save money, spend money, I pay my bills and you know, pay all that I need to pay and save money and enjoy a great life. My dad's like, man, you have a great life. I live on the beach, blah, 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 all this stuff. But I don't worry about things. You know what I mean? So worries, like, I read this today, worries like sitting in a rocking chair. You're moving, but you're not really doing any, not moving forward. I was like, yeah, that's true. So, you know, so that's a key point there too as well. So you always, if you're in the flow, doing the right thing, or doing the same thing, that's what the Course in Miracles says, and everything's going to fall into place. You're going to have prosperity. Yeah. You're going to have a lot of joy. You're going to find the loves of your life, and just have a great life. And so tell us tomorrow night what your show is going to be about, because we're getting ready to run out of time. So I want to hear it, because it's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Victoria Whitehead, newest angel coach. Tell us what your show is going to be about.
Well, I'm going to basically talk. It's going to be introductory. I'm going to introduce myself, tell you what my passions are, my story, how I've gotten to where I am today, to give you all hope that you all could do the same as well as I have. And so it's going to be a lot of talk about good stuff, stories, and animal totem stuff, animal communication. I mean, it's going to be great. A lot of good information. The things I'm going to talk about are things that resonated completely with me through my learning process with Tari, and I wanted to share them with you.
Good deal. And I know she's great. She's a great psychic. She's a great coach. She's a great animal communicator. And I know that if you guys want to know what your dogs are thinking or saying, or your kitties, or your, I don't know, you know, I've heard some weird animals people have, cows, chickens, horses, whatever. Victoria knows this, and she's amazing with it. So, and if you want to know your angels that are around you, she knows that too as well. And if you want to know if he's going to call her, she'll tell you if he's going to call. Right? That's a good one. I was like, yeah. I get that all. He's going to call me? I was like, yeah, he's going to call you when you don't push so darn hard. Anyway, Victoria, you are a jewel and a love. And you guys listen to her show tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. You will not be disappointed. She's a great, great gift here. We love her at Angel Coaches, and she's a great animal communicator and an animal totem. She told me what mine was, and I know in another show or two she'll tell you what yours is. So no pressure there, Victoria. But she's going to be doing the show tomorrow night by herself because I've got a meeting, and it's her time to fly. So you're the one with the hawk totem. What totem do I have as the eagle? I have the eagle.
You have the eagle.
Eagle. Okay. It's one of my animal totems. How cool is that? So you guys take care. Have a great night. Go and watch our new video on Facebook.com/angelcoaches. Facebook.com/angelcoaches. It'll give you a lot of information about the show for tomorrow night. It'll give you a lot of information in general. And I put something on there. It's amazing about love. Deepak Chopra actually wrote it. But you guys, I've got so many comments about it. Go read it. All right. So if you haven't found your great love, or you'd like to find your great love, or wonder if he or she is your great love, go look at angelcoaches.com. Facebook.com/angelcoaches. And check it out, all right? Go read about Victoria and what she's going to do. And then you can visit her and book a session with her on angelcoaches.org, Victoria Whitehead. She's there. And then Victoria will mention it again tomorrow night if she doesn't forget. And if she does forget, you guys can always listen to her show tomorrow night, my show, any of the shows, anytime, 24/7, 365 days, by going to our web link, and you can find the web link on Blog Talk, but you can also find a web link for any of our shows on Facebook.com/angelcoaches. Anyway, you guys take care. Have a great day. I did a great show last week on intentions and goals and making them happen. You guys should listen to it. It's gotten a lot of positive feedback. Anyway, take care, everybody. Namaste.
Bye,
Victoria. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow night. Bye, everybody.
Yes. Bye.